Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com.
Welcome back to one more episode of Live Life by Design, brought it for you from Become an Investor. And tonight you have another lonely night, but it's Girls Powers again. What's up, Sarita?
Hello, Daniela. Yes, it's a girl power.
Yes.
To bring in all our mighty voices out.
Yeah, this guy has been in vacation since forever. I'm going to pull their legs.
Yes, for real.
Abandoning us. So, yeah. How is everything?
Good. Everything's going good. Enjoying the last of what I hope is the summer weather. We're in fall now,
yeah,
but it still feels like summer. So yes, Hopefully this is the end of it. So we'll see how much longer we...
I need to take a look how longer is that going to be for us to get away from the 110s in Palm Springs. It's freaking crazy.
It's crazy because, yeah. I mean, like I said, we're in fall and we still have summer weather. That's insane.
Fire here, hurricane somewhere, this snow.
Oh, yeah.
This weather, it's
crazy.
Crazy, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. So tonight we are going to start, as always, with the beautiful quote. Sarita, can you?
Yes. So the quote for tonight is, "A myth is an image in terms of which we try to make sense of the world," by Alan Watts.
A myth, it's an
image,
in terms of which you try to make sense of the world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all truths,
yeah,
and lies.
And we just try to... We sometimes just go with it and think, oh yeah, that's what it should be like. But it's no.
It's like having an imaginary friend, right?
Yeah.
That you think it's there. It's like that white elephant. You think it's going to block you, but it's not even there. Yeah, and we are going to talk about the myth of real estate.
Yes. So there's a lot of myths or misconceptions that float around real estate, right? So today we're going to touch on a few that are, I would say, some of the most common or most heard about popular myths, and just kind of clarify a little give our own, perspective on it. So that any new investor that wants to get into this business can focus on the real thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of calls. So you answer calls every day for new investors. They are on the beginning phase. And those are the myths that we go in probably every call.
Right.
Yeah. Every time that you talk with someone. So tonight we're going to touch, like Sarah say, you're going to touch on some of them, because there is no such thing like number one.
And that's the most popular one.
The most popular one. You need a lot of money to start. Sad is that truth.
Well, having capital, it does help. But you know what? You don't need a lot of money to start. There's many strategies that can help you invest the little money that you may have, you know, to start off. Some would be wholesaling, right? So with wholesaling, you don't even have to own the property. You just, it would never be transferred into your own name, right? You just put it under contract. You don't even need
to put under contract if you know the investors that you're working with.
Right.
I mean, everybody should do their due diligence, of course, but I started doing wholesale and I had zero money. I was actually talking about that yesterday or today was one of my calls. And the guy's just like, listen, I want you to start. I'm broke as a joke. I was just like, so I was, you know. I had this credit card that was maximized every 2 days, and then I would pay something and I would do something. And I, you know, I had to stretch so much for a period of time until I did my first wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly how I start.
Yeah.
Did I put the property under contract? I didn't even know what was a contract. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what was the contract. I rely in the woods, you know, on the investors that I had as a partners on the time. I saw everything, so I started learning.
Yeah.
Could I have been making more money on that? Yeah. But did I know how to do it or what to do it? I didn't know. So, yeah, wholesale would, I would say it's the first step from beginners,
yeah,
but that it's not was capital on place,
right? Yeah,
or doesn't have the financial or mortgage or cannot, you know, have that help, that extra help to purchase the first property, to participate on the first acquisition. There's always something that you can do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, it can take a little bit of work. You know,
a lot.
But that's part of the game, right? it's part of it, right? You know, you do your part and then you get paid for it. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of the many strategies that you can start off with if you have no money to put up front. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Start with what you have,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you have the head or the time or the ability to go find the properties, that is your start.
Yeah.
You're going to start putting time.
Right.
And you start seeing the results.
Mm-hmm.
Second myth, real estate invest is only for wealth.
For wealthy. Wow, wow, wow. I'm an ordinary person.
No.
There's nothing, you know, it's not a, you don't have to be wealthy to get into this business. Not at all. Not at all. People from all kinds of life can turn around and just, you know, if they focus and if they really want it, they're going to put all their time and energy into this. And you start small, you know, with a small residential property. You can start, you know, house hacking, renting out a room in your own home, renting out your garage or, you know, whatever. That's start, right?
I did. I lived for free for a while, pretty much, because I had the place and I rented the rooms. I didn't pay the mortgage. They did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the way to keep my mortgage for what, 2 years, 3 years? So that is a start too.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's so many people, when I hear the word wealth, it's like the biggest myth ever for me. Because, you know, you talk with a lot of people. You know that you network with a lot of people. And some people, they do have the money.
Right.
And they do have the status, but they have zero information.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't even know what they have in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I know people that has beautiful properties and they want to start investing, but they don't want to do the hard work on that point. You can easily make money when you live in the desert and rent for festivals because you have a bunch of festivals.
Right.
And they can be very profitable. And I can hear people, how do you do it? How do you put your property on the market? Mm-hmm. This is not your primary property. You come here once in a blue moon. So you can use that as a, you know, and they say they're wealthy. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're being dumb. Sorry, people. I need to say what I need to say. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just finding the right opportunity, right?
Yeah.
And just taking advantage of the situation and where you're at and how you can help. So you can
profit. If you want to be an investor, you need to go through the trenches.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
You know, if it's putting the time, it's putting the time. If you have a property and you're a lunatic about making passive income, but you don't want to put that property to work for you because you have that emotional attachment to the property and you think, no, I'm not going to do it. It might be on the position that you don't want to do it. But I think that it's waste of time and money.
Mm-hmm.
On my view, that's waste of time and money. I will rent you the land. You can park whatever you want there. Why am I not going to do it?
Yeah.
There's so many people right now, they're renting land.
Yeah.
And truck parking, to park a bunch of trucks.
Yeah, like a garage parking for tractors or the...
I don't care what they want to park there. If you pay me rent, just, you know, if the city allowed me to do it, go do it.
You know what? That's very popular in Bakersfield. Mm. There's a lot of truck drivers out there because there's a lot of warehouses of different chain stores.
See?
So you see a lot of lots that have like multiple, trucks there, truck driver trucks. And they pay for storage, you know, because they can't park them in their residential area. They'll get a ticket for it.
Yeah, they park there. They go home for 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Come back. It's there. I think I have been seeing more around Moreno Valley.
And, oh, okay.
I think I have seen some of them around here too. So, I think it's using what you have and making sure you can maximize every fount, every resource that it's on your hands.
I think
that is the easiest way to become an investor.
Yeah.
You know, being profitable, making something that's making nothing to profitable to the point that you can get some passive income on the end of the month. How many people has land and they do nothing with that?
Right. That's where the creative side comes in, right? You have to think outside the box and really understand the value of what you have so that you can offer it in different ways, in creative ways.
Yeah.
And get a good return on it. So, yeah.
It's one more. It's just one more. Mm-hmm. Starting with small if necessary. That is how you do it. Number 3 myth. It's easy to get rich quick.
There you go. So in real estate investing,
it's easy to go broke quicker. Sorry.
So, you know, this is a long-term, strategy, business to get any kind of return, a good return, you know?
Yeah.
So there may be those few stories where, you know, you hear that certain investors have made, you know, good profits on, you know, whatever property or on anything, you know, whatever they have, a land or residential or commercial, whatever, you know. But to create or to build your wealth, it takes time. It's a long process.
Yeah, it's long-term strategy that you can, you have to be adding every day you are not just going to, you might find, I would say that it goes a lot with your investor ID, because you need to find one way that you're going to start making, one way that you love to do it. You know, one strategy that you are going to be comfortable to repeat over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So, and that can throw off people from the path of the success of in the real estate business. Mm-hmm. That it's easy to happen. It's very easy because you, it's like you say, you might be lucky and make a lot of money on your first sell or buy or hold. You might be lucky to understand that. And then you heard that the next thing, you know, the next topic, strategy, it's coming up and you want to change. And then that doesn't add to what you're doing right now. If you're doing wholesale and you're doing pretty good on wholesale, you need to do not one. You need to do many so you can be in a position to hold those properties and start building up, right?
Right,
day
yeah.
after day. Mm-hmm. But if you start looking to, I'm going to just do whole. I think people get stuck on that. If you start doing just wholesale, you're going to miss opportunity. If you're going to do just buy and hold, you are also going to miss opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where your knowledge kicks in. And when you do have that property, running your numbers and understanding your market and your numbers, you're going to identify, hey, you know, I bought it with the intention of doing a wholesale, but wait, maybe I can, you know, hold on to it because it's close to a hospital and there's traveling nurses. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So you always have to look for the opportunity before you just get rid of the property, right?
And
make sure it's the best exit strategy for you that works for you.
Yeah, or just keep it and add something new to that property. You mm-hmm. know, might be a property that, I don't know, it's like the other one that which I was looking the other day, you were talking about that. That was a property that was going to be two studios. Yeah, it's a property was a basement. So the basement can be two studios and the property on the top, you were just going to add.
Yeah.
But you need to look, and those properties doesn't show up every day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You need to keep looking, and when the opportunities like that happen, you need to be able to understand and keep it. Why are we going to sell something that's going to...
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
To bring you cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need to be in the position to start holding that. So, and add, you know, or add something to add value on that own property. So you start building up and getting rich.
Yeah.
Getting rich is not the idea. I hate when I want to get rich. How much you want to make? $1 million. Okay. Are you going to wake up 4 a.m.? Because if you start waking up at 4 a.m. and do all the work and now the cows and now this and now that, you're probably going to be successful in 2 years from now.
Yeah, there you go. Put in that extra work.
Yeah. You're going to be okay with that. Another myth, number 4. You have to manage properties yourself.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a headache for some and maybe an enjoyment for others. But, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to at all. It's so much to do when you are, you know, looking for the property applications. You need to manage property means you need to first get an application. Then you need to get one application, two applications, three. You need to decide who you're going to pick.
Yeah.
You need to do all that background check or, you know, call the people to verify, you know, if they are real, not real. It's right. A day job.
Oh, yeah.
You have three applications to check. You're going to spend at least, I don't know. Luckily, you're going to spend at least half day.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that right or wait for information. Then you need to do all the signs, make sure all the contracts, you know, no pets, with pets, with kids, no kids, whatever it is. Yeah. Smoke, not smoking. How am I not, can't say that without breaking the law? You know, in California, if you breathe, you're breaking the law. It is complicated and can it get is. Really detailed.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to make sure. I don't want to do that. I do that once in a while. Have a couple of properties that you're actually managing. And the other day, just was the application. It was about to eat. Then I was just like, I don't want to do this. It is a pain.
But it is, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Not too long. So, yeah.
And then when it comes time to collect rent, you don't want to be chasing tenants that are not on time. You know, you don't want to get on their bad side because they're not on time, you know. So just if you can and if you need to, if you want to, you hire someone to
yeah,
do all that.
Be the bad guy.
Yeah, be the bad cop.
Be the bad cop, not guy. All right. Be the bad cop. All right. Number five, Mr. Market always goes up. Aww.
That would be great, right? If the market always goes up and never comes down.
It's more like a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. Like everything else, everything fluctuates.
Yep. So, just yeah. Like any other market. You know, real estate, you need to understand the cycle. Mm-hmm. Right now, yeah. I don't even know right now. You are on the last one. No, just kidding. Right now, you are in transition.
We are, yeah.
You're right there in transition. Even with our students, you can see I'm so happy they're making offers and working numbers. So, yeah. Actually, I was very happy. When was the call? Yesterday?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday, yeah.
It was exciting, yeah, to hear them and the way that they're talking about things now, it's
changing. Mm-hmm. It's changing. It's soon going to be the market for us investors to be thankful for. Unfortunately, not that good for whoever it's on the other side. But if you're preparing yourself for this shift that I believe is coming,
yeah.
It's a good time. So, yeah, the market's not going up all the time. But if you buy right, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's the right time, the wrong time, if you buy right, it does matter, of course. But if you buy right, you're going to have more options on your hand.
Yeah.
If it's up, it's up. If it's going down, You have different options. It's for rent, it's for buy, it's to pull it out the equity. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just going to be another tool on your hands once you know what you're doing or looking at. So, yes.
Right. Yeah.
Myth number six, you need to be a real estate expert before you invest.
Well, that's not true at all. No.
All right.
No, even though knowledge is important. You know, you have to learn your stuff and you have to, you know, understand what you're doing, right? But you don't need to be an expert in order to start, you know, investing. It's just about learning. You learn as you go. You learn from, you know, a community that you're associated with. You learn from a investor that you're partnering up with. Yeah. You learn from a coach, you know. You learn from even your contractors, right?
I learned a lot with the contractors.
Yeah.
So I don't have a real estate background like a contractor, so I just break walls. right? It's therapy. It's so fun.
It is. Yeah, it is.
And use the five currencies.
There you go. That's perfect. Yeah.
I think you don't need to know everything. I don't want to know everything. I want to be learning something every day.
Yeah.
If you are in the room and you think you know everything, I'm, you know.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not.
It's not going to take you anywhere, pretty much, if no. you feel that you know everything. No.
If you were with around people that's not challenging you to grow, why you were hanging out with them again?
Right.
Yeah. Where are you going?
Yeah, there you go. It's just building yourself surrounded by a strong team, right? And like you said, if we base it off of the five currencies that we go by here in our community, we're talking about having the right relationships, right?
Time. You talk about the time right there.
Yes. Currencies.
Time, the money, the credit or credibility.
Credibility. And then the knowledge.
Knowledge and the relationships.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So. All them are very, very important. And I don't have all them.
Neither do I. And like you said, I don't plan to have all of them, and I don't want to have all of them.
No, I think it's fun when you don't have all them because you keep growing.
Yeah.
I like when the students start asking questions that I don't have the answer because it gives me that challenge to go look for something
right
that I didn't know that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. If you are in the room and you don't have challenge, you are going to get stuck.
Yeah.
You need to start moving with people that are, you need to start to mirror yourself with people that it's where you want to be.
Yes. Yes. Because there you will start to pick up on the language, on, you know, just on the way that they carry themselves, you know, just
the habits, the language. You know, the way they carry themselves, like you just say, the patient.
Yeah.
Be patient.
The mindset, right?
The mindset, the collaboration.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny because you start collaborating with people, you know, around that. They are experts in some topics.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start collaborating with them. You learn from them.
Yeah.
And believe me or not, they learn from you too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
It's collaboration. I think it's the best word that I can use on today's community. It's collaborating with each other.
Yeah.
I think that helps you to grow a lot. So don't try to be the
expert.
The expert.
Yeah.
I am the white elephant. I'm just a unicorn. No. Another myth, number seven. Let's go to myth number seven. Only big cities offer good investment opportunities. Yeah.
No. I mean, we live in a big city here, but no, they're everywhere. You just have to do your research, run your numbers, you know. Suburban areas, rural areas, everywhere. There's opportunity everywhere. You just have to learn your market, understand what it is that you're looking for, create your, you know, your buy box so that you know when you speak to people what's around there, right? Like beds, baths, square footage, whatever. So, yeah, just understand your market so that you can find the opportunities even in places where you wouldn't think there's anything or there's any activity going on.
And plus, I mean, just look how much this area, from LA to Palm Springs, for example, that there's so many little towns that after COVID start getting so crowded, even Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just everywhere. The prices are going up and you can barely find the land that it was 5,000. There is a place by Palm Springs, Coachella Valley. I forgot, Mecca. I think it's Mecca. I was looking the other day. The land 10 years ago was you could find land for $5,000-$6,000. Now you go look up for lands over there, and they say no, it's in the middle of nowhere. But the price are going up.
Yeah, I believe you.
I mean, it's land. Buy and let sit there.
Yeah.
It is going to, the market's going to come up. I mean, it takes a while, but it's place that has future growth.
Yeah.
You can see that a population is moving to one side to the other.
Yeah.
And whoever bought it around on certain areas in between LA and Palm Springs, they tripled their money by now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean,
there's nothing wrong on waiting to get that that equity, that value on your property.
Yeah, there's your retirement. You know, there's no rush. If you're really in it, then you know and you understand that this is a long-term return in wealth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes total sense.
Yeah, you're not going to get rich in 2 days.
No.
That I know. It is a beautiful business. It's simple. It's not easy. So when do you start understanding the market, what you're doing, and the obstacles that you're going to face, that's going to be easier.
Yeah.
All of these are just obstacles and white elephants that people put on their head.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But, you know, if you get with the right community, if you, you know, go to meetups, network, you'll understand that you're not alone in that same boat. People before you were there, and people behind you are coming in feeling the same way. But you just have to, you know, surround yourself with the right people, with the right community. Yeah.
Yeah, take action. Mm-hmm. I think the myths are just going to start going away when you start taking action.
Right.
So you're going to start seeing the results. The results might be, and a lot of people get discouraged, but the results might be slow, right? For me, and I have zero, I don't care. I always say that for me, it took me more than a year to close my first deal. I didn't understand the language. I didn't understand the terms. I did go crazy before I closed the first one. I did fire myself 100,000 times. But I'm still doing what I'm doing.
Right.
And, you know, if every year you're able to buy a property and growing that portfolio, that you're building your wealth.
Right, yeah.
In 5 years, you have 5 properties that you didn't have 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and the chances are that you're going to get one on the first year, maybe 2 on the second, and then you're going to start seeing that momentum coming.
Right,
and
yeah.
That is when, but it's not overnight.
Yeah, no.
That if someone think you are going to get rich in 2 days, go buy a lottery ticket and good luck, people. Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's just want to talk a little. Touch a little bit. So keep focused for beginning, Sarah. Touch on those.
Yeah, so just remember to continue getting educated, right? Never stop learning through, you know, courses, through books, podcasts. Hey, listen to our podcast, right?
There you go.
Mentors. Don't forget to network, right? Yeah. Build those relationships with other investors, other real estate professionals in your area, right? And you want to start small. Don't try to go after the $1 million homes or multifamilies. You know, just start small, house hacking, maybe rent out a room. Or, you know, start with a small property, a small residential property nearby.
And start what's the reality, right? What is your reality?
Yeah.
Where do you stand today?
Right.
Right? Do all those due diligence, all the research, making decisions that are smart decisions to grow your business.
Yeah.
I think when you start doing that, you're going to really be happy, and you just understand your finance, your options, the specification on properties that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
right? Do your due diligence, I think.
Yes. Yes, there you go. So,
all right.
Let them know where they can find us, Danny.
If you guys have any more questions and specific questions, you can send your request for info@becomeaninvestor.com. If you want to find us on the social media, you're on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok. We are also on the podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Pandora. I'm glad. Don't forget to give us that 5 stars, people. We deserve. We're always going to be bringing you good information, and be happy to be here.
All our social medias, right?
All the social medias, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're out there. Don't miss us. Thank you.
Good night. Bye.